You are listening to Let's Talk About Austin, the City About Austin podcast. And today we have our amazing, my favorite engineer in the whole wide world, Benjamin O'Dowd. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Glad to be here.
Ben, we want to start because we know that there's an important, some information that the citizens need to know that's coming up in May.
Yeah.
And before we get into all that, what is TIA tax/T-SPLOST?
So T-SPLOST is the basically the everybody's familiar with SPLOST taxes, but T-SPLOST is the transportation equivalent to the SPLOST tax. Mm-hmm. It's an existing tax that was voted in on the last referendum cycle. And the referendum that's coming up in May is the renewal, basically, for it. To renew and continue the tax.
So when you say referendum in May, what does that mean for citizens? Like, what do they need to understand about the importance of that?
Yeah, so they're going to have an opportunity to make their voices heard and to show up at the voter booth and to take part in that process. And when they're voting in May, they're going to have an opportunity to see that tax. It's a regional vote. Mm-hmm. And so they have an opportunity to say yes or to say no. For the tax.
Okay, and how does that tax affect residents of Austin, their daily lives?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It's a 1% sales tax. And again, the tax itself is not new, so it's not a new 1% sales tax. It's a renewal of an existing 1% sales tax. That's, I guess, the way that it affects them from a cost standpoint. One thing to remember is that Valdosta is a community that is positioned well on the interstate, which means we have a lot of high volume of transient.
Right. A lot of visitors.
Yep, we got a lot of visitors, a lot of people that are stopping for gas, stopping to stay in a hotel, going to Wild Adventures, stopping to get food on the interstate. And taxes like this allow the city of Valdosta citizens to, I guess, harvest some benefit from that in a way that minimally impacts them.
So when you talk about that, what type of examples do you have as far as the projects that this particular tax funds that the citizens would really want to know or be engaged with?
Yeah, so we've got two different types of funding that are provided by the TIA or T-SPLOST tax, and those two terms are interchangeable. So it was initially referred to as a T-SPLOST, and it's TIA is the Transportation Investment Act, which is the act that supports the tax. So remind me of the question.
So basically, I'll rephrase it. So you and I both know that a lot of times there's a misconception about tax. When people hear tax, they think, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to pay all this money. And this particular tax actually benefits the citizens in a way that they may not even realize.
Correct.
So how does that benefit them? Like, what type of projects can they look forward to with this tax passing?
Yeah. So I'll talk about what we've done already with the current T-SPLOST. we've been funding using the discretionary funds. The city has funded the very popular Valdosta On Demand program. So the transit program has been funded using the TIA discretionary funds or unconstrained funds. And then the TIA constrained funds have been used for a variety of different projects. There's several of them that are under design right now. Griffin in South Patterson is complete. Construction's complete on that one.
We've heard a lot about Griffin.
Yeah, so we're very far along on design on the widening and improvements for Barack Obama as well as Country Club. Those are going to be two high value, high impact projects that improve the function of the transportation system, which has a positive net benefit on City of Valdosta citizens.
So in other words, they should care.
Yeah. I mean, it's allowing the tax allows us to do things that we ordinarily wouldn't be able to do, honestly. Everybody agrees that all these projects are needed, and city staff and city council agree as well. But as always, in the real world, we're constrained by funding, available funding. And tools like TIA or T-SPLOST give us the gas in the tank to do what needs to be done.
Well, do you feel like there, with that being said, there is also a misconception with citizens about the benefits of some of the taxes like this one? That, because you mentioned earlier about, you know, about also on demand and, you know, the broadening of some of the streets, but maybe citizens don't realize that, even though you hear the word tax, I guess that's like the red hot word.
Yeah.
Why should they care? Like, why do they need to be bought into voting for this tax either way? I know you can't really say yes or no, but...
Well, we know we have a well-developed list of proposed projects for the coming referendum. And I believe those projects are going to be listed on that referendum for people to see the general kind of extents or the project scope. Mm-hmm. Some big projects that we're looking at for this next TIA, for delivery for the next TIA, are the enhancement of Park Avenue from Barack Obama Boulevard to Inner Perimeter Road. Mm-hmm. And then another big one would be Oak Street Extension from roughly from Five Points to where Oak Street Extension kind of veers off to the right there. And that's part of kind of like the staged plan to improve traffic flow in that area. We've got a tremendous amount of volume in there.
Yes.
Everybody is constantly telling me, hey, something needs to be done here. And I'm like, guys, I know.
Right.
I know. I want to do something so bad, but I've got to have money to do it.
Right.
That really is, at the end of the day, that's what we have to talk about. What we've got to do is we've got to be honest with ourselves and say, hey, listen, if we want to get these things done, we have to have money to do it.
Right.
And the T-SPLOS tax is a good way that allows us to minimize the impact of property taxes, right? It's a sales tax.
Right.
And it also, that inherently allows us to take advantage of our assets. One of our big assets that we have in the city is the fact that we're positioned well on the interstate. We've got very, very strong exits on the interstate. So
lots
we have
of visibility.
Tons of visibility, mm-hmm. tons of market access from travelers on the interstate, which means that people from out of area, when they spend dollars in the city, they spend dollars that fund projects that benefit City of Valdosta residents. So it's a huge tool that we can use for the
benefit of the city. I don't think a lot of people know that though, Ben. I don't think people understand the benefit of where we're stationed at and how that helps our city.
Oh, it's huge. We wouldn't be able to do half the things that we do if we didn't have that. And I think that as a city, we need to really dial in and know what our strengths are and play to those strengths.
Right.
And I think that our position on the interstate is one of those substantial strengths.
Right. So how can residents get more involved in this tax or knowing more about this tax?
Yeah, so the best way to get involved, obviously, I've already mentioned it, but is to show up at the vote. So that's the best way to get involved is to show up at the vote. Mm-hmm. Another way to get involved is to take part, do some research. Hopefully, if we're able to continue this tax in the form of TIA 2, as we're referring to it,
mm-hmm.
We're hopeful that, you know, if we're able to do this, then we're able to push it forward more. And so there's also an element of kind of long-term planning here. So if you know of a need area, please engage. Please engage with the civic process and let me know, hey, I feel like this needs to be done as well.
Right.
You might want to take a look at this. That's a way that people can get involved is by just reaching out and saying, hey, I understand that funding is limited and I understand that we're talking about long-term stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
But this might be a project that you look at.
And I was going not to cut you off, but just something that you said reminds me, because one thing that you've done, and you've been with the city almost 2 years.
Yep, just under.
And I know that since I've been working with you, you've done a really good job of having that open door policy with people when they have those type of questions. Is there any type of, misconception about some of these taxes as far as not just the spending, but what they're used for? Because I know sometimes the PIO office gets bombarded with questions about, they're trying to do this or that with the money. But can you explain just a little bit what the misconception could be and how we could kind of clear that up with residents?
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as one of the things that I love about T-SPLOST and TIA in particular is that for the constrained portion of the funding, people know what they're getting into.
Right.
And the city and GDOT, if the city utilizes GDOT assistance to deliver a project, we are legally obligated to deliver that project, right? We might have to modify scope. Like if inflation goes crazy, we might have to pull the scope back to save costs because we've got to be on budget. But the cool thing is there's no concern of money being reappropriated elsewhere.
Right.
That's the cool thing about it is you have a list. The TIA roundtable has developed this list already, and the list is fixed. Like we have the list of projects that we're proposing to do with TIA 2, and that list is not going to change in 5 years, right? The scope for an individual project might have to because of budget limitations,
right?
But we've done our best to put responsible quotes together, responsible cost estimates together. We've developed a strong list of projects for TIA 2. And now it's honestly, it's up to the voters whether those projects happen or not. And so that to me is a lot of the concerns about taxes are, hey, how is the money being used? Mm-hmm. What I can tell you is that for the constrained funding, the projects are well-defined and they're voted on the front end via referendum. All of the dollars, the objective for the city is to keep as many of those dollars local.
Right.
So we're hiring local contractors to build these improvements. Mm-hmm. And those local contractors hire local folks that live here in town to do that work. So it's a huge benefit. I mean, honestly, it's in some ways we're recirculating those dollars and keeping them local, and we're feeding the local economy in a lot of ways. So you're getting public benefit. You're getting taxes that are harvested from not just folks that live here. It's folks that live out of area that are visiting. Right. So the full burden of the cost is not borne by the city residents. and then you've got local dollars spent here with local contracts. So it's a cool way to do projects. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful. I'm excited about the future with it. So those are a lot of, I guess, some of the misconceptions that people have about taxes, specifically penny taxes.
Okay. So you do a really good job, too, of being a visionary in your role, because being an engineer, I know it's probably challenging sometimes, but you are a visionary. And so I think the city of Valdosta is very lucky to have you.
Thank you.
I think that further down the road, they will see that vision and continue to support it.
I hope so. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks, man. So again, we're going to wrap up. This is Let's Talk Valdosta podcast, and I'm Shara Denton, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you all.